Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. As we head into fall, many folks' gardens are winding down and harvest is winding up. While the harvest season is almost winding down for many vegetable crops, we do need to take care to monitor those that are actively growing still. Many crops such as broccoli, cabbage, Brussels sprouts, and kale need to be monitored for pests who may still have time to do damage before harvest. The article, Don't Let Your Guard Down, Fall Insect Pests of Coal Crops, is newly released in ISU Extension and Outreach's Acreage Living September newsletter. This article addresses common pests on these late season crops and their management techniques and is written by Ajay Nair, an associate professor and extension vegetable production specialist at ISU. According to Nair, when the growing season for crops like tomatoes, peppers, and eggplant is coming to an end, it's natural for many gardeners to become a bit complacent about other crops. If gardeners are not scouting properly, it's easy to miss insect pests that can affect their fall-producing crops. You should be actively scouting gardens weekly through the season for damage and taking appropriate measures to limit damage. You want to check your plants carefully, even if no feeding damage is apparent. You want to look for eggs that may hatch into small caterpillars in the days or weeks to come. The article focuses on three specific insect pests, the imported cabbage worm, the cabbage looper, and aphids. Both imported cabbage worm and cabbage loopers can defoliate the plant, eating the leaves off, chewing on leaves, making holes, and that is a good indicator that there is a pest in there. The other thing to look for are white butterflies with two black spots on their wing. That is the adult version of the imported cabbage worm. Basic BT spray, which is an organic insecticide, can help control many of these pests. For more information on that topic, you can check out the September issue of the Acreage newsletter on the ISU Extension Small Farm webpage. The September newsletter also contains articles on expanded agriculture literacy efforts across Iowa, the newly discovered mile a minute weed, managing rental income expectations, chronic wasting disease in deer, and a fall weather outlook. And again, that can be found on the ISU Extension Small Farms webpage. The Acreage Living newsletter, a great resource for any folks living out in the country or on an acreage or small farm. And finally, as we get into fall now, we are also fully into the 4-H enrollment season, and National 4-H Week is coming right up. National 4-H Week will be celebrated October 7th through 13th in 2018, and the Cass County 4-H program would like to invite you to 4-H Fall Fest to help kick off National 4-H Week and learn more about the Cass County 4-H program. Fall Fest will be Sunday, October 7th from 4 to 6 p.m. here on the Cass County Fairgrounds. You are invited to meet other families from across the county who are involved in 4-H, participate in games and activities, and enjoy a meal starting at 4:30 p.m. Main dish and tableware will be provided. 4-H families are asked to bring a side dish or dessert to share, and folks interested in learning about the 4-H program are invited to just come down, enjoy, and eat courtesy of our 4-H program and 4-H families. Our main dish will be provided by the Cass County Fair Board, and many of our youth will be on hand doing demonstrations. There'll be games and activities for the family, and of course, lots of information about the 4-H program. It's a great way to get signed up, join, and learn what the 4-H program can do for you. The 4-H program in Cass County reaches over 300 youth annually through our club programs alone. Our Clover Kids clubs reach almost 100 youth in Cass County, grades kindergarten through third, and our community clubs program reach almost 250 youth in grades 4 through 12. There's a variety of project areas and clubs to engage any youth interests across the county. You can live on the farm, in town, or anywhere in between, and still find something in 4-H for you. Again, to learn more about everything involved in the Cass County 4-H program, join us for Cass County 4-H Fall Fest. Help us kick off National 4-H Week in style on Sunday, October 7th, from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Cass County Fairgrounds. with a meal starting at 4:30 p.m. Of course, all of this information and more can be found on our Cass County Extension website. Anytime, check that out for upcoming events and resources available in Cass County. You can also give us a call, 712-243-1132. Follow the Cass County ISU Extension Facebook page or stop by our office at 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.